This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live.
Oh, hey, Stone. You want to bring us in? Go right ahead.
That's pretty much it.
I thought we were already in. Are we outside?
Yeah. We're inside.
Okay, good. Moment. I didn't think I was that high.
Not yet. It is hour number three here on Free Talk Live, and as always, you're invited to join us. We got Ron Paul not on the lines. He's hard to get as a guest, but he has written an article.
Maybe he's just playing hard to get.
Maybe. He's good at it, then. Ron has written an article. It's posted over on the Ron Paul Institute website, his opinions about the coronavirus situation, which is mostly the government's doing. The people calling themselves the state, they are cracking down on freedom, and they're using this virus, which, you know, doesn't seem to be that much more dangerous than any of the other viruses we've dealt with over the last few decades. In fact, there's an interesting chart posted. Stone, you were sharing some numbers from, like, the 2009 H1N1, and then there's some other ones within our lifetime, but there was actually an interesting chart somebody posted in the on-air chat on the Discord server, eTORS. Post this, and I saw this the other night, history of pandemics, looking at, you know, hundreds of years.
I think it was 1918 was pretty much the worst one ever, if I recall correctly. And that,
which,
you know,
one was that?
And that, I think, killed about
3% of the population. That was the World War I ramp up.
Okay.
And a lot of that was because there were all kinds of men in the in camps going through boot camp. And so that spread, is a perfect environment for disease to just rip through you. And then they'd go home on leave before they deployed and give it to everybody at home.
Yeah, so when compared to HIV/AIDS, 25 to 35 million, the third plague, 12 million back in 1855, the Antonine plague, 5 million, year 165 to 180.
But you notice that to get to really big plagues, you have to go pretty far back in time.
True.
Our medicine is so much better now.
But exactly. HIV/AIDS was number one, by the way, with 25 to 35 million, and that's not going back in time. That's 1981 to present.
That's true. I didn't know that many had died of AIDS.
Asian flu. And we didn't shut down society over AIDS.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Asian flu, 1.1 million.
Of course, then again, you aren't going to get AIDS from somebody coughing on you.
Yeah,
this is true.
I have to play the devil's advocate either way because, you know, I'm the pope of an agnostic church. I don't know anything.
And we're not done yet with the coronavirus. There's no doubt. It's just getting started. But, you know, when compared to these other ones, it's literally at the bottom of the pack. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not at the total bottom. SARS had 770 deaths in 2002 to 2003. MERS had 2012 to the present, 850 deaths. Coronavirus, looks like there's an asterisk next to this. I don't know what the asterisk means.
Well, the big asterisk next to any coronavirus number should be, we're comparing numbers at the beginning of a global pandemic to numbers at the end of a global pandemic. So there was a time when all of those diseases you listed had only killed 100 people in the United States. And they all managed to grow from there. So I'm not convinced one way or the other. I want to, you know, I want to look at things from both sides and let people draw their own conclusions.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure, is this representing, this must be deaths, right? History of pandemics. I'm presuming these are showing me death numbers and not infection
numbers. What's the source on that?
Sources, CDC, WHO, BBC, Wikipedia, Historical Records, Encyclopedia Britannica, put together by visualcapitalist.com. It's citing 7,900, so 7,900 for coronavirus, citing 200,000 for swine flu, 2009 to 2010. Did 200,000 people perish from swine flu?
Maybe worldwide.
Or did 200,000 people...
I don't know. You could cross-reference that with Wikipedia, which probably has a death rate, and that'll give you...
Yeah.
If it's approximately... that sounds like... I don't know if this is infections, to guess. I would cross check it with Wikipedia and see if it's in the it's probably in the ballpark of deaths or in the ballpark of infection. So in that
this is deaths. I think this is deaths because it says here the history. Here are some of the history's most deadly pandemics. So anyway,
okay, yeah, that should be deaths.
Let me go back to Ron Paul here because you know he's an actual doctor and has an opinion, like doctors tend to do. So he's talking about this government goon named Anthony Fauci. He's the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. He has been all over the media stirring up falsehoods, saying he wouldn't go to a restaurant. And Ron Paul says, over what? A virus that has thus far killed just over 5,000 people worldwide and less than 100 in the United States? By contrast, tuberculosis, an old disease not much discussed these days, killed nearly 1.6 million people in 2017. Where is the panic over tuberculosis?
Seriously?
That's what he said.
Maybe in the U.S.
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm sure you can look it up. If anything, what people like Fauci and the other fearmongers are demanding will likely make the disease worse. The martial law they dream about will leave people hunkered down inside their homes instead of going outdoors or to the beach where sunshine and fresh air could help boost immunity. The panic produced by these fearmongers is likely helping spread the disease as massive crowds rush into Walmart and Costco for that last roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
The madness over the coronavirus is not limited to politicians and the medical community. The head of the neoconservative Atlantic Council wrote an editorial this week urging NATO to pass an Article 5 declaration of war against the COVID-19 virus.
That's ridiculous.
Are they going to send in tanks and drones?
Good God!
To wipe out these microscopic enemies. People should ask themselves whether this coronavirus pandemic, and he puts pandemic in quotes, could be a big hoax, with the actual danger of the disease massively exaggerated by those who seek to profit, financially or politically, from the ensuing panic. That is not to say the disease is harmless. Without question, people will die from coronavirus. Those in vulnerable categories should take precautions to limit their risk of exposure. But we've seen this movie before. Government overhypes a threat as an excuse to grab more of our freedoms. When the threat, which he puts in quotes, is over, however, they never give us our freedoms back.
Absolutely true.
Same old story. Different year.
Yeah.
Now with more fear. And I think the social media is a major factor in that fear factor, where people are more frightened than they've been of these other previous, you know, instances.
Well, I think that up until now, governments haven't had the tools to control social media.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as social media took editorial control of itself, okay, which is what I call it when Facebook starts making content-based deletion.
Which we talked about at the beginning of the show tonight.
And also, you know, things that they acknowledge doing, viewpoints that they won't let get out. So it was a matter of time then before the controls of that fell into the hands of the government. And guess is the reason that these algorithms were malfunctioning is because people were hacking on those algorithms. Why were they hacking on those algorithms? Probably because there were certain things the government wants suppressed. And it's highly unlikely that Facebook would refuse to cooperate in a so-called time of emergency. So if there's one thing we need to learn from this is we need to get into... we need to get places where Facebook can't censor us and where Twitter can't censor us. We need to
Mastodon. You can go. They're already out there. Mastodon is one of them. It's a decentralized Twitter clone, basically, that anybody can spin up a Mastodon server if they've got the tech know-how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there are already thousands of Mastodon servers out there around the planet right now. So you don't have to spin up your own. You could join someone else's. But if you want to have total control over it, you can start your own. And it's very much like Twitter, and it does the same things that Twitter does with the hashtags and the at symbol tagging and all of that. Of course, there are plenty of other options out there that are competing with Facebook and Twitter, and many of them are free. And now, Discord is a centralized system, but it's a good one where you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can call in that way as well. Plus, you know, there's also the good old-fashioned meeting up in real life, which, of course, the government's now making it harder to do because you can't go to any restaurants or bars and actually meet people anymore. There's more of the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian
Stone.
And nobody cosplaying as Hopkick Pierce. Except my bathrobe isn't red.
Your bathrobe isn't red?
Sorry, I just washed my lips and I can't do a thing with them.
Anything ambassador program is something you're going to need a good pair of lips for, because you're going to need to talk to business owners about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. But now is a great time to do that. Well, if they're still in business after this insane government crackdown, then they're going to be looking for alternatives to cash. They're going to be looking for alternatives to credit cards, because with cash and credit cards, you're constantly touching other people's stuff, right? Mm-hmm. With cryptocurrency, it's completely...
Don't touch my junk.
It's completely touchless, meaning that when you go to a local business that accepts crypto, they bring up the sale on their tablet, they give you a QR code, you scan it with your phone. You don't have to touch their tablet. They don't have to touch your phone. It's a completely touchless payment system, and AnyPay can help you get these businesses started accepting crypto like Bitcoin Cash and Dash. And when they do, and when you get credit, you'll get credit for it if you let AnyPay know over at AnyPayInc.com. So you let them know when you've installed AnyPay's cash register app on your favorite local business's tablet, your point of sale, their point of sale system there. And then AnyPay will hook you up with the AnyPay Ambassador status, which gives you passive income for every purchase made in Dash and Bitcoin Cash at those businesses. Now, that's a pretty awesome incentive to get people started into cryptocurrency acceptance. So what you do to get started is download the AnyPay Cash Register app for yourself so you can try it out. You can set up your crypto wallet addresses in the back end. You can test it, you know, see what the payments look like, get some feel for, you know, how it works. Because if you don't live here in Keene, New Hampshire, or Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where this is in regular use in real life every day, you probably aren't that familiar with how easy it is and how slick the system is. You want to get familiar with it, and then you want to install AnyPay Cash Register app on your favorite business that wants to start taking crypto. And then let them know you did it at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we go to the phones here, we got Harley on the line. He's on our Discord server. Hello, Harley, in New York.
How are y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to see if we're surviving the world as we know.
Well, you were not cutting out like you are now when I screened your call earlier, unfortunately. So what I would recommend that you do is check your Discord settings and make sure your voice activation bar isn't set too high. That's one of the settings that can really kill a good Discord experience.
So I'll change over to my phone.
Actually, you sound okay right now. If you just want to, you want to keep talking, go ahead.
Well, I'll give it a shot. My microphone's shut. But I just wanted to call in and Try to give everybody a positive comment.
Damn it.
Even though it is the end of the world, as we know, that REM song should go to the top of the chart.
But I feel fine.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you switch to your phone. It'll probably sound better that way. I thought it was going to be better, but it's not. So stand by, Harley. We're going to come back to you here. Let's talk in the meantime to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live on the TuneIn app. Go ahead.
Yeah, update on that Albuquerque City Council deal. They were having their meeting when I called you last, and the news is they did pass the emergency powers to the mayor that they were trying to pass. And,
oh, more power! All right. Well, what sort of new powers?
More power! More power!
What sort of
feed me?
What are the new so-called powers that he has aggregated to himself or herself?
What they got away with was just shutting down basically any business that he wants to shut down, and shutting down roads and reassigning monies that taxpayers voted to go one direction to use for whatever they think they want to use it for. That's what they got away with. But what's more interesting is what they tried to get away with. And first of all, let me prefix this. This city council meeting that was held, they only scheduled it 3 days before they actually held it, which is a violation of their own open meetings law that's on the books. And they're getting sued for it, by the way. And then the next thing they did is they only gave the bills that the city councilors were to vote on to the city councilors to read on the same day as they were supposed to vote on it.
Oh my.
And then with the same short notice being
that's like
just
DC
a matter
level.
Of,
that's like DC level tactics.
Washington, yeah, they're
DC.
Sneaking this Exactly. Like, we got to pass it so that you can see what it right. says in there.
They and, don't care about their own rules when their own no. rules are inconvenient. That's what all the magic word defenses people. Oh yeah, if you go and talk about the fringe on the flag, they all assume that the government's going to play by its own rules,
never
and
does.
It never ever does. So
right.
no matter
and
how good it is on paper, it's not going to work.
And on short notice, the same short notice, they locked the public out of the meeting so that nobody could comment to the city councilors that were going to vote on this stuff and did pass it. Nobody, they didn't have to face their constituents at all. The only way the constituents could comment on it was to send something by email or whatever they had set up. And then you don't know whether the city councilor is, I mean, they don't care. You can speak to them to their face and they'll vote against you, but at least you know they heard you. Whereas if you send them an email comment, they don't even read that stuff. And so, mm-hmm. you know, they got out of that. And what, and
if nothing else, they should be sitting in chambers and reading all those emails aloud.
Exactly.
Onto the record.
Right. So they passed this emergency power or expansion of emergency power to the mayor. And another notable point is that one or two of the city councilors, and this thing passed 6-3 on party lines. And two of the city councilors tried to amend the language that they were using. One amendment was successful, and it's notable because the language prior to the amendment said that gave the power to the mayor to regulate the kind of products sold in stores and the quantity of products sold in stores, which, like I said on the other call, that a gun is a kind of product, and then you can limit a gun purchase to one a day or one a month or whatever, and that was amended out of there, and it was narrowed to health-related products, not just any kind of product, and that's important because this emergency powers was added. It wasn't created new. It was added on to the original emergency powers to the mayor was enacted 50 years ago during Vietnam riots in Albuquerque, and they passed it back then 50 years ago so that the mayor had the power to stop gun sales and ammunition sales and stop liquor sales and stop gasoline sales and shut down roads in the city of Albuquerque.
So they're expanding the thing that they did 50 years ago.
Right. They're leaving intact the unconstitutional previous ordinance.
Right.
And they added to it so that they can do it not only under natural disaster or riot, but now they can do it under health emergency.
Right. And that just goes to show what Ron Paul was saying here. And thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate it.
This is a naked power grab, if nothing else. That's clear.
And the fact that the thing still exists from 1969 that they've now added to. Remember, so Ron Paul was pointing out, you add a thing to government, you expand its power. It doesn't just let that go. When the so-called crisis is over, the power continues. They continue to aggregate to it, and the only thing that can stop it, besides violence, which I don't support, is mass disobedience and
shorting the dollar.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has approved phase two of a coronavirus response by a 90-8 vote. The legislation covers the cost of testing and ensures paid sick leave. The lawmakers are drafting a third phase, a stimulus bill that could top $1 trillion.
I want people to know that you're not going to be left without income. The unemployment system exists. It's woefully inadequate for the circumstance that we're under.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to keep the Senate in session until a deal is struck. President Trump has announced he's invoking the Defense Production Act.
My emergency declaration allowed us to waive regulations to give nurses and doctors maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and to protect our frontline professionals that we've authorized through telehealth nationwide.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If we get the chance, coming up, movie theaters are now asking Congress for a bailout.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it on the way here. And that's also an interesting thing because some things are changing real fast in the world of movies that we saw coming on the horizon. This has just hastened its arrival.
See, I would love to see the vultures running Hollywood dethroned. I think there's a lot of very bad people.
We're only talking about movie theaters, not Hollywood itself.
Well, not Hollywood itself, except it's through its control of the theater system that Hollywood controls what you see. You saw how hard it was to put an independent film into a theater. You literally
Pretty easy. I gave them $250 and they put it on.
Right. But, you know, nobody like picked it up to play it,
I don't have the connections, right? So you got to know people.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the theater system. And part of that. That's the rot. Independent theater owners would likely compete a lot more to have something different than everybody else has.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we can get into that a little deeper here in a few moments. It's Ian and Nobody in Stone in the studio. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Harley, I think, is back with us, and hopefully he's got a better connection. Harley, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, and you're calling from New York.
I'm coming through good.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's definitely crazy times we're living in.
Yeah, and where are you calling? Are you upstate New York? Are you, like, the city?
Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls, okay.
Yeah. And I listen online all the time, or usually through podcasts, but I've been listening to you guys for years. Last time I called in was a couple of days after the infamous raid on a certain someone's house. But anyway.
Boy, who? Christopher Cantwell or this office?
Us.
The studio. The okay. FTL studio.
Yeah. All right, so what about what's going on in New York? What did you want to share?
Oh, just... The overall situation, as I see it, is if this thing is real, if good old Dr. Ron Paul is wrong and it's not a hoax, there's a plan that was pulled off the shelf for biological warfare. That plan was sitting on the shelf for a decade or four.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tweaked every year, but. Every event that's happened in the last week and a half, every day something's ratcheted up. This state closes that. This state, it just speaks to the fact that there is an overarching plan, and whatever alphabet agency is leading it, whether it's FEMA, DHS, who knows, they're out there, and that just tells me that this pandemic is real. For example. Look at the thing that Trump just put out. Was it yesterday or today? I mean, stuff's happening so fast. I don't remember when. But Trump approved and tried to make it sound like it was his idea, the Andrew Yang $1,000 a month thing. How crazy is that?
Well, now they seem to be trying to one-up each other on the number, on the amount. So I don't know if it was Bernie who said it should be $2,000 or what, but yeah.
Okay, I would say to play devil's advocate there here, though, in the context of suddenly firing like 30% of the U.S. workforce for nothing they did wrong, it changes, like, if the government's gonna dump $1.8 trillion into the freaking stock market, then why can't they give $1.8 trillion to the people?
They can, and it won't make a difference.
That would be less offensive to me.
Yeah.
It wouldn't, and it
Ian's
would
right.
ease the blow for a lot of people.
What, for like a week? For 2 weeks? I mean, how long are you going to get by on $1,000 in a situation like this?
Well, $1,000 is a lot better than zero, and the thing
Hey, remember when George Bush gave out $300 checks?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It was a tax rebate or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. So here we are again.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Well, look at it this way. The Federal Reserve just made money free. The
I'll
Federal
tell you
Reserve
what,
is giving them 0% interest rates.
One of the best things you could do with $1,000
is
buy a gun.
The dollar's ending. The dollar's over.
Yeah, I think that's a good prediction, honestly. I mean, they're just going to keep pumping it up. They're going to keep printing it out. They're going to keep on bailing out their buddies, the movie theaters, or maybe not
Savings
the movie theaters.
Buy anything you can with it and buy it now.
Yeah, spending it.
For example, those people that bought all that TP, man, that stuff's going to be gold in like a month or two.
Maybe we need a TP-backed crypto.
Well, bidets are on the rise, by the way, as far as bidet sales are going in the United States. So Americans are finally upgrading to a, I don't know how many hundreds of years old concept.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types.
Well, I noticed, Mr. Landlord, that we don't have one next door.
Hey, Harley, anything else you want to share tonight?
Ian?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Ian, have you ever personally used a bidet yourself?
We have one here at the studio. They're fantastic.
Does it kind of, bother you in any negative way in the nether regions there?
No, Ian's got a warm one. It'll warm the water up for you. Most of them are cold water, but his is like a special Japanese one.
I mean, unless you're bothered by being clean, then no, it shouldn't bother anyone who's not bothered by cleanliness.
Ian, you got to hook nobody up, man. He needs one.
Well, he can
yeah, he's got a higher
anytime.
Bargaining position now that he doesn't have to pay rent.
He can come over here any old time.
Yeah, I'll buy my own toilet seat.
Yeah.
But thanks.
There you go. Hey, Harley, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. James is in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
I'm out. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hello.
Stoned. Hey, Stoned. I think that Rich Nobody Paul has more likelihood of dying from the coronavirus than getting shot by the pigs or the government. But I don't want to talk about him any more than I already just did, even though the damn fool, not that you noticed. I'm assuming you would agree with me that taxation is theft, right?
Yeah.
Well, isn't it interesting that none of you noticed that he called for a Bitcoin tax for universal income because of...
No, he didn't call for that.
Human being,
no, thanks for the call tonight. No, he did not call for that. He was not talking about a Bitcoin tax for universal basic income. What nobody was referring to, and he's gone. Nobody's, you can put your headphones back on. But he was referring to the idea of a voluntary universal basic income, some sort of a cryptocurrency-based thing. I know the founder of Intercoin, Greg from New York, he's a very big fan of this idea, and he believes it can be done on a completely voluntary basis.
Yeah, I mean, basically what you would do is have a cryptocurrency where the means by which it is created is... Every morning, one of them appears in the wallet of every verified human, not corporation or business, but...
Now, that's the tricky part. How do you verify a human with a cryptocurrency? That suggests there's going to be some kind of central management or verification
not
process.
Not really, because what you would do is you would use something very similar to the PGP Web of Trust.
Explain that.
Well, the PGP Web of Trust allows people with PGP keys to sign each other's key.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when you sign somebody's key, you're saying, I know that this key belongs to a person that has the appropriate name and controls the appropriate email address to match that. And more people that have done that, and people may... they have what are called PGP notaries, and they might ask you to show them government ID.
What's to stop a fraudster from signing a bunch of other fake PGP keys that he created?
Basically, you would... There are algorithms for that. I don't know what they are on the top of my head.
These are things that people are
going to
have to get figured out. But you know,
definitely.
There are people interested in this.
A lot of development work would be required.
Yeah, and if it's done voluntarily, then I got no objection to it. If you want to join it, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian
Stone
and nobody.
All right, so you can bring up anything you want. The Discord lines are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. We're actually just talking during the break about Open Bazaar, which is a decentralized website's not the word, a decentralized system for people to put products available for sale on the internet. So if you've been frustrated by the fact that eBay, for instance, has been pulling down advertisements and sellers who are offering things like hand wipes or hand sanitizer or toilet paper or masks, for that matter, or Amazon taking down sellers like that. You were talking earlier, nobody, about decentralizing things, decentralizing social media. Well, what about decentralizing the sales of products on the internet without having to go to the dark web? Because that's still centralized on the dark web sites, because there's still somebody who's running those dark web centralized servers. Open Bazaar seems to be a truly decentralized solution.
I've tried it out.
Well, the one thing that I would like to see be different about Open Bazaar is I would like to see it be more about advertising the things you want than the things you have. And it's much safer to buy things than to sell things in general.
If you were to say I wanted to buy an illegal thing like cannabis in some states, then a seller, without having to advertise the fact that it was a seller, could then feed that demand.
Yeah, could then reach out to you.
You can
or
do that
in an extreme case.
Hold on. You can do that.
You can put up a listing as the seller and say you're selling dollars, and then, or whatever it is, Bitcoin, whatever it is you're selling, and then you say you want whatever you want
in return for it.
So you would put in the escrow of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. I think it only does like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, maybe a couple others. So you would open a listing.
That's actually an interesting way to get
selling
Bitcoin,
for example, and you're only taking whatever it is you want, smallpox-infested blankets or whatever.
There is a surprising...
I don't want any of those. Nobody wants those.
There's not a lot of toilet paper available on Open Bazaar right now, but there is a Quilted Northern 9-pack for $45.
Good Lord.
At the moment. Let's see. Let's check for hand sanitizer.
I just wandered into Walgreens the other night while they were stocking, and, you know, they had plenty of toilet paper. So
you lucked out. Yeah, from what I understand, was as soon as they get the stock in, like within 30 or 40 minutes, it's gone.
Well, that can only go on for so long because it's not like people are using this much.
Right, they're putting
stuff
it in a closet.
They've only got so much room in their basements.
Right.
And the supply chain still works. The supply chain is still running. I'm not hearing anybody say that the factories aren't working at full speed. So there's tempest in a teapot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how well utilized Open Bazaar is. Now, Stone, when you say you've tried it, does that mean you've actually purchased something through it, or you've just loaded the software and kind of floated around in it like I have?
I've sold the cryptocurrencies in the aspects of the trades we were talking about. Yeah, so I've traded away crypto to get things on Open Bazaar.
So someone responded to your advertisement saying they wanted your crypto and were willing to give you the thing you wanted for it.
No. From my recollection, it's been maybe a year or more since I've used it. It's very low volume compared to more centralized structures. So
That has been the biggest challenge, of course, is moving volume from the centralized structures. We were talking about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin earlier, getting business to leave, getting traders to leave the centralized exchanges and go to decentralized exchanges for cryptocurrencies. Very, very difficult. It's usually something like this situation where it's forced upon you, where change is forced upon people because of some outside influence, where now they have to try something new. So, like, for instance, I think they were touching on it last night, but think about all these parents that are out of, like, their kids are out of school because schools are completely closed down for some number of weeks. Now's going to be a time, I suspect, where
they're
a lot of parents...
They're going to go through a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah. No, what I was going to say is that they were going to possibly look at other educational options for their kids because
they are in a situation...
I'm sorry?
Daycare options, more likely.
That's what a lot of people are looking for. But the fact that you've got your kids at home, there's maybe no end in sight for how long that's going to happen. At some point, some parents are going to be like, well, let's look at
your optimistic.
Yeah,
I am optimistic. Read educational
stuff and talk to your kids about it. If you can get interested in whatever it is they're studying, you can get them interested in whatever it is they're studying. And you don't have to understand it perfectly because they'll love nothing more than being right when you're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, Stone, that I am optimistic, and I am. I mean, that's why I'm doing the things that I do, because I am optimistic, and I think that we can make a difference.
People are sending their kids to these government indoctrination camps.
Because they don't know any better. They don't know any better. That's where they went to school. It's there for them. It's something they've already paid for. They've been paying for, right? So let's go ahead and send the kids there. They don't have to think about it.
And the culture is geared for it because we have an industrial revolution culture going into the information age. And that's exactly the last thing that we need, but it's exactly what the public schools perpetuate, is the idea, you know, that what should happen is you should have an employer and he should take care of all your needs and you should work for him, which is feudalism.
They call it the Prussian system. The Prussian education system is designed to turn out these worker drones, but it is perpetuated, and it has affected most of our lives. I went to a government school. I don't know about... I know you went to, like, a military academy?
I went to government school, military academy, a place called Blair Academy by Exeter, and then back to a government school.
Yeah. Stone also went to a government school. So, I mean, most people did go to these government institutions for indoctrination, but now they're literally telling you can't show up. And so I think a lot of people are going to look at other options. And you know what? If you're a homeschooler, this is your opportunity to talk to people in a way that they may be more receptive now than they ever were in the past to the idea of alternatives to the government system that they've been stuck with their entire lives. And what the way I kind of see it is, you know the old saying, you don't know what you got till it's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a corollary to that, and that is that you don't realize how bad a thing was until it's been taken away from you. You know what I mean?
Hopefully. Yeah, I mean, for example, that pause there, I was trying to remember the next line of the song.
Oh, the
don't
song.
Know what you got till it's gone.
But the lyrics are
and
gone
it's
from
been
your
taken
mind.
Away from you.
Yeah,
it's
let's go to Mike. He's in Gold Bar. He's in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KBKW. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys. I'm trying not to complain about things. Actually, Boss Bill has made everybody's calling in and blaming everybody for this and blaming that in on our morning talk show. And him and I are kind of friends business-wise in the old days. So, but I got to complain about the city government where KBKW comes from, Aberdeen, Washington, Kurt Cobain town. So last time I complained because they bought a $27,000 Mr. microphone so people could hear them at the city council meetings. And I'm thinking, why don't you stand up and speak up and use your diaphragm and get, you know, 27,000 to amplify.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous.
Hey,
so,
her body, her choice. Let her decide
so
on the
diaphragm.
So
a couple of days ago, this new mayor is on the radio. They love to come on the radio and hem-haw around about what this homeless problem's costing them. And we're trying to get funds for this. And the ex-mayor, and I've known him since I was a little kid, 30 years as a mayor. He calls in the talk show to talk to the new mayor and he says, you know, Pete, we got to get some money. We got to get some more funding and raise some funds with however we can get money the way the cities get money. And he goes, we got to get these people in, we got to get them some medical. We're talking to the homeless people that they've spent almost $1 million on now and they still are homeless.
Geez.
And then the mayor agrees and they say, yeah, we have to get them into treatment, blah, blah, blah. Well, I like to call places and find out what it costs for treatment. It just happens to be that the people that they're going to raise this money for, it's all free already by the state. They don't have to pay for medical and they don't have to pay to go to treatment. It's paid for. So what is the city going to do with that money? They're going to enjoy it and maybe, you know, buy a new video projection system to go with the sound system.
Yeah, there you go.
But here's the bottom line. There are so many vacant houses that have been left in Aberdeen. They could have bought all of those people like here. You three live here. It would have been cheaper to buy the houses that are empty in that town.
Somebody should show them up by doing a private initiative to do just that.
They won't allow it. They won't even let you build a tiny home or anything there if you were, you know. And the thing is, it's really kind of sad because it's become a racket. And I got to go with Mr. Olson earlier. He's right. These people are so, I'm ashamed of the town I grew up in. I never could live there again. But if you need a place to live, they still have like 75 empty tents they haven't put up yet that they're giving to homeless people with a battery-operated microwave. So Aberdeen, Washington is a really good go right now.
I kind of approve of the people just taking those houses that are under bank account.
I agree. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate the call tonight. We will continue tomorrow. I believe we've got a Mariana's edition where, from what Mark says, by the way, they canceled his plane ticket, so he's stuck there. But they've got toilet paper in the Marianas. See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.